Lewis, you join me with the good news that men play netball too, and I just want to look at the fact that Knights Netball is up and running, and your story so far is something worth sharing. Tell me a bit about the club.
So we started the club about 5 months ago. It was kind of something that we've been thinking about for a number of years now, but with the help of our sponsors Play Netball, we were finally able to get it up and running. We started the club with myself and Chris Green, and we just kind of put the feelers out there to make sure we would get enough for at least the team, and then put our trials in place. And from that point onwards, it's kind of really rolled on, because we weren't expecting many guys to turn up to trials. You know, we were a small thing, and we thought we'd give it a go, and we got 35 guys turn up to trials from the off, and that was a real indicator for us that we thought it would be something worthwhile doing and something that we could kick on with.
Is the main goal just to take part in games with other teams around the country, or is what's the bigger picture?
Okay, so the bigger picture is really really to promote it. Knights is more about proving a point, to be honest, and promoting mixed and men's netball. We're very much there to support the current game as it is, support the ladies' teams in practice and exhibition matches, but also to push mixed and men's netball on in this country. Mixed leagues all around the country, and so many people that love the sport. And it is something that we really have to kind of promote. And the best way for us to do that was creating another mixed team wouldn't get the publicity, but creating a men's team to show off men within netball was something that we felt we could do and have some success with.
How's the reaction been so far? Are there other men's teams around the country? Or is it still early stage?
Yeah, we do know of some men's teams. They're kind of spread out and far and wide. I think we may be one of the only ones in London at this point. I know there is a men's national team as well, which some of us have played for previously. But the reaction really has been for the women's game and the community and the sense of sporting community within netball, and it's been absolutely fantastic. We couldn't have asked for anything better. In fact, we're having a club day in November, just to celebrate how good the reaction has been, and inviting all of the people who have helped us so far along to that. And honestly, we would not have got even close to how far we've got without the help of all of our friends from all the different clubs across London, across the South, across England.
And you'd be grateful for sponsors like Play Netball's support so far.
Absolutely, Play Netball have been brilliant. They run a number of different mixed leagues and women's leagues across London, which a lot of us are part of. We feel that they're a fantastic league and they're really well run. But they have been so helpful so far in setting us up, helping us with sponsorship and kit and venues for trials, etc. So they've got some really good management and personal friends of ours who've helped us move along. So they've been brilliant for us.
And with you every step of the way. So far,
absolutely every step of the way. Anything we have a Knights players group, and the manager of Play Netball, who he wouldn't want me to say his name, but the manager of Play Netball is within that group, and he literally is involved in everything we do, from game planning to discussion about kit, etc.
We've done pretty well so far. We're a few minutes in, but we haven't touched on you being part of that Nets Gold squad. Tell me a bit about that experience. What was that like?
So probably one of the best experiences of my life. But it's not just confined to me. We have maybe 8 players across the club who have played at international level, some for England, some for New Zealand, some for Jamaica. But specifically that, I can only talk from my experience. And from that tour that we went on, it was one of the most incredible things I've ever done, and we absolutely loved every minute of it. And to watch our ladies team win gold in the way that they did was something that will stay with me forever. It really was amazing.
It's about getting this sport and this version of the sport out there. So tell me a bit about some friendlies that you've got lined up already.
Yeah, so we've had some great friendlies already against quite a few of the different Prem teams that are out there and regional teams and across both our squads. But some of the really exciting ones that we've got coming up is we're playing against Storm in the run-up to the Fast Fives tournament. It's to give them some practice of Fast Fives. And we're playing against Seven Stars in the week afterwards. So it's really quite exciting to be able to play at this level when actually we're a very, very new club.
What you could do with is the opportunity to show this sport at a bit of a larger scale. I can only think of the Fast Five that's coming up shortly.
Well, it's funny you say that, because we have just been offered by Matchroom the ability to play a exhibition game between the semi-final and the final at the Fast Fives tournament. It was an absolutely amazing opportunity for us, something we just floated with Matchroom, given that we'd seen exhibition games at the Fast Fives World Cup. We can't really believe it's happening, but it is it's going to be amazing, and we look forward to just even playing in the same room as some of those players, and playing in front of that crowd is going to be, you know, probably one of the best sporting experiences of some of our lives.
Well, 4,000 crowd at least, if not more than that. So
yeah, I think some of our players have played different sports at kind of semi-pro levels, and the most they've ever played in front of is 1,500 people. So to play in a stadium, well, an Olympic stadium within with 4,000 or more spectators watching will be amazing. Yeah, I can already feel the stage fright.
Was there any trouble selecting squads for that then? Did you all have to do arm wrestles?
No, because the nice thing is we've got 18 players in our squad, and Matchroom have given us the option to play against each other. So we're playing an internal nights game as part of that exhibition. So we've got actually enough spaces for all of the guys who can make it. And we've got a couple of guys abroad, etc., who couldn't make it on the day. So, yeah, I think we won't have an issue selecting the squads. That'll be absolutely fine. Thank God.
What about if this has sparked a bit of interest, especially for nights, if you're close to London? How can we find out more?
So the best way to do it is through our social media. So if you go to our Facebook group, which is Knights Men's Netball, and they've also got a Facebook page, but the group is probably a little bit more up to date, and you get the content pushed to you. We've also got our Twitter account. So again, that's Knights Men's Netball UK on Twitter. And we are working on an Instagram account as well. So hashtag Knights Men's Netball.
And the good thing is it's very much alive. It's out there, and if you're interested in it, just get in touch with you guys, or at least you'll be able to put people in touch with.
Absolutely, we are a completely open team. We run trials every year. There are no barriers to entry, so we keep costs very low. We have a small match fee, but we don't do membership charges. The team could change every year if we had good enough applicants. So what we do is anybody who gets in touch, we offer them a trial, and we trial them in either squad depending on what their experience has been to date, and we ask for a little bit of a netball resume, but we are completely open, so anybody can get involved and can get in touch. Sometimes when we've had people come to us who are just starting out in netball, we've been able to set them up in teams in leagues around London that we know of, or wherever they are closest to, just to give them that initial experience to kick them on to the next level, and then maybe they can get in touch with us from that point onwards. But yeah, whatever your standard netball is, there will be an answer from us and something we can help with.
Are you ready for the autograph hunters on the 13th?
No, not at all. I hadn't even thought of that. But hopefully our team always comes across as quite a humble team. That's we've got a strict set of kind of policies around that, especially on court and off court. So if that was to ever occur, I'd be amazed, but grateful for any kind of attention and any kind of promotion of our team. So yeah,
best of luck with it, and you no doubt relish every single moment on court.
Yeah, we can't wait.